So this week's Torah portion, we see a section of it, and it's about a man named Korach, a man named Korah. It's really about his family, and a family that doesn't have faith. As Dr. Dave had said during his drash, it's the family of who didn't have faith in Adonai, and because of this, they have real anxiety about what's going to happen. This caused Korah to think that they could do better than Moses in leadership. Although I'm not going to be talking directly out of Korah today, keep it in mind, and maybe we'll get to speak about it during our Torah for today time. But I do want to say we are going to speak about anxiety. Now, last week, the family and I went to go see a movie, Inside Out 2. I don't know how many of you have seen it, and maybe you're not familiar with it, but it's about a young girl named Riley and the emotions that she had. And each emotion is a little character, cartoon character in her head, and sometimes these emotions get together nicely, and sometimes they don't get together so well. So in this first movie, in that first movie, Riley had five emotions. Well, in the second movie, she's maturing, she's growing up, she's now got 9 emotions. And they're all trying to get along in her head. Now, in this second Inside Out, there were the star, the one who got the most attention, the emotion that got the most attention was anxiety. Anxiety is a funny-looking character in the movie. Looks a bit frazzled and thinks that it has to do everything and that it's all under control. But it worries that it doesn't have everything under control. Sometimes it's able to work things out without in a pinch, and sometimes, well, it works against Riley, causing excessive worry, excessive thinking about things that haven't happened yet and probably won't happen. I would guess that's a character, anxiety is a character running around in most of our heads. The Oxford Dictionary Online defines anxiety as a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. Now, I found a second definition, or actually it found me. These, when I do a Google search, all of a sudden AI is all over the place. So AI offered me a definition. And AI's definition of anxiety said, feeling fear of dread, of uneasiness, there can be a normal reaction to stress. It can be caused by the anticipation of danger, which can be internal or external. Anxiety can help you focus to take extra care when needed, but if it gets too much or goes on for a while, it can affect your daily life. I'm not an expert on the subject of anxiety. I have my own level of anxiety, it's true. But I would say this about it. That first definition stated that it's caused by something that was an imminent event with an uncertain outcome. And that word imminent could be misleading, because a lot of times what we have anxiety about are things that don't happen. It's not imminent. It's not something that's just about to happen. But we worry that it's just about to happen. Could be that it's never going to happen. That AI definition, it finished with the words that went, but if it goes too much, or goes on for a while, it can affect your daily life. It is, you know, it's not a bad definition, but it's missing a word. And the word I think that it's missing is negatively. It will negatively affect your life if you let anxiety run up its course and keep ratcheting it up in your life. Now, anxiety affects millions of people worldwide, and perhaps we can say everyone at some time or another, in varying degrees, has some anxiety that causes fear or worry or unease. It'll cause confusion. It can interfere with daily life. It can lead to physical symptoms like increased heart rate, sweating, and trouble sleeping, and even thinking clearly. It can also impact one's overall well-being. It often leaves us feeling isolated with a sense of lost hope, even sadness. Even Scripture warns us about anxiety in our lives. Proverbs 12:25, an anxious heart weighs one down, but a good word cheers him up. Fear, worry, and anxiety are all weapons of Satan to keep us from trusting in God and walking by faith with him. The heart that is anxious will keep your eyes from being lifted up to him or towards anything that's actually good. We're not talking about, a little bit of worry about what's going to happen. We're talking about when it ramps itself up and it becomes too much. Because a little bit can be healthy. As the AI definition said, it can help us at times, but too much, that dread, that worry, worrying about what's unlikely to happen, that's the problem. But the Proverbs 25 says, but a good word cheers them up. And what's a better word than Adonai's word? It's really what Scripture's about. One of the things that Scripture is about. All throughout Scripture are encouragements that we should help each other and keep from being bogged down with excessive anxiety. And there are many words that are designed to move our eyes from our anxious worries to the rest that we need to get in Adonai. But in the Tanakh and in the Brit Hadashah, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, we get words of encouragement. So let's start with 2 Timothy 1:6-7. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and self-discipline. The gift that Yeshua gave of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, has many valuable uses in our lives. And among them is to push out doubt and push out fear. That fear and the doubts and the feeling of weakness that the world will try to push upon us. Adonai wants us to be assured of the power and love that he has given us. He wants us to be self-disciplined in our lives, to not feel the anxiety that tries to push itself to the forefront of our minds. If we can just grab hold and keep close the assurance of Adonai that he is God and there is nothing that he cannot do in our lives, then there would be no room for anxiety to run around in our minds. It is then that we can fulfill the instruction that's written in Psalm 46. Psalm 46, starting in verse 11, verse 10 in the English scripture, says this: Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. Adonai Titzvaot is with us. The God of Jacob is our strong tower. Be still and know that he is our strong tower. Now, does that really mean not to move your body, to be still? And yes, there are times that's going to be true. that we don't have to move. But even more so, it means to still your mind and your emotions. Take hold that which causes your mind to race, that thing called anxiety, and cause it to be still. Within the movie that I opened with, Inside Out 2, there's a scene at the end where the anxiety character is taking over the thoughts of Riley. And panic is starting to set in. You see the anxiety thoughts swirling and swirling and swirling and swirling and swirling, and nothing can get through. It's just panic is happening. But the character of the emotion joy steps in and calms down anxiety so that peace comes upon Riley. I believe that this was the joy of the Lord that stepped in and gave peace to her. Now, it may not have been written that way, but it's still true. The joy of the Lord can help to calm our anxiety. Adonai wants to have us to have peace and joy in the world. Look what Yeshua said in John 16 to his disciples about their faith. John 16:31. Yeshua answered them, "Do you not believe? Do you not now believe? Look, the hour is coming, indeed has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own, and you will abandon me. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have shalom. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Yeshua says, look, there will be things that are coming that are going to make you anxious. But don't be. I am, so that you have peace. We just need to draw on him. When do we see these things? We see them when the world is trying to push anxiety on us. We need to see that Adonai is with us. He lives along with us through the Ruach HaKodesh. Satan uses our anxiousness as a weapon against us, as a way to keep us from the love of Yeshua. If you are already anxious, I don't mean to place another block in front of you, but the act of being anxious is the act of saying, how can I trust Adonai in this situation? Does he know how many things can go wrong? He does. For an example of things that appear to be going wrong, but still within his hands, we can look at Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29, verse 10. "For thus says Adonai, after 70 years for Babylon are complete, I will visit you and fulfill my good word towards you, to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares Adonai. Plans for shalom and not calamity, to give you a future and a hope." Now, it would be easy to see that for the 70 years that the children of Israel were in Babylon, that they're in exile, anxiety would be easy to see. What are we doing here? What's going on? We are slaves here and not even in our own land. We were kicked out of the promised land. But Adonai says there is a future and a hope if you trust in him and give it all over to him. He told them that he has a plan. Do they have reason to be anxious? Of course they did. They were kicked out. They were in slavery. But even then, in that state that they were in, his people could draw on him for peace and reassurance. We too can draw on the peace of Adonai By doing so, we can put anxiety in its place. This is just one reason why Rav Shmuel, the Apostle Paul, says to us in Philippians 4, starting in verse 6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the shalom of God will surpass all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Messiah Yeshua." You may think that you're in Babylon right now. You may feel like you're 70 years in captivity, and there's 70 more to come. But there is still an encouragement to be had. And Shaul continues in Philippians this way. Verse 8. "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any virtue in it, there is anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, put these things into practice, and the God of Shalom will be with you." Dwell on the things of Adonai so that anxiety does not have hold of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Place his words into your heart and head so you can draw on them in times of trouble. And if you cannot get them to the forefront of your thinking at these times, call a friend who has the words within them to help you to bring God's words to you and to pray with and for you. Once we have the words of Adonai within us, then we can put aside anxiety that wants to be within us. Once that anxiety is put aside, then we can say the words of the writer of Hebrews. We can put into the words, we can say the words of the writer of Hebrews into practice in our lives. Whoa, what a sentence. Hebrews 13:6. This is what we want in our lives. "So that with confidence we can say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What will man do to me?" We can say with confidence, not that we will not have fear or anxiety any longer, but we will be able to confine them to a healthy proportion in our minds. Not allow them to run wherever they want and do whatever they want. It is then that we can say in our heart and minds, Psalm 55. It's a long passage starting in 17, 55:17 of Psalms. "As for me, I will call on God, and Adonai will save me. Evening, morning, and noon, I complain and moan. Then he hears my voice. He will redeem my soul in Shalom in the battle against me. For many are striving with me. God will hear and humble them. Yes, the one enthroned of old. Nothing changes. They do not fear God. My companion put forth his hands against those at peace with him as he violates his covenants. Smoother than butter was his speech, yet war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords." Here's the important part. "Cast your burden on Adonai, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." The psalmist called on Adonai, which he described as complaining and moaning. I would describe that as being in a state of anxiety, being agitated and not really knowing what the right thing to do is. Then the psalmist realized that instead of being in a state of frenzy and worry, that he should be in a state of humility and peace. That is when Adonai will fight for him. Then there's a few verses that describe the person battling against them, who depended upon themselves. And in the end, it says that by casting your burden on Adonai, that he will carry you and take care of you in the trouble. This is the instruction to lay it down at his feet, or at the foot of the throne, or at the stake, or at the cross, however you want to put it. Put it down so that he can deal with it. And not to pick it back up as you turn away. We never turn from him, but you can turn away from your trouble. Peter used the same words in verse 23 as instruction to us on handling anxiety in 1 Peter 5. In 1 Peter 5:6, it says, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, so that he may lift you up at the appropriate time. Cast all your worries on him, for he cares for you." There are a few translations that use the word anxieties for worries there. Remove them from your mind and from your shoulders and place them on Adonai, the one who is always strong enough to carry not just all of your anxieties, but all of the world's at once. In fact, look how Yeshua put it in Matthew 11. Matthew 11, starting in 27. "All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Yeshua says, give it over to him for rest. What do we need rest from? First and perhaps foremost, for almost all of us, is from anxiety. He will do the heavy lifting. But first, we must release our anxiety. We don't actually have to give him the anxiety that we feel, because he's never anxious. Nothing about anything makes Adonai anxious. He knows what's going to happen. We don't actually give him anxiety that we feel, because he's never anxious about anything, but we give over to him the things that make us anxious. We're all prone to anxiety and worry. And simply telling ourselves that we shouldn't worry about the problem we're facing won't make it go away. It may even make things worse by keeping us from doing what we're supposed to be doing. It's all we're saying is, "I'm not going to be worried. I'm 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 not going to be worried." What are you doing? You're saying, "I'm not going to be worried," but you're not giving it to him. You're saying, "I'm not going to be worried. I'm not going to be worried." Instead of, "Praise Adonai, praise Adonai, praise Adonai." You can't do both at the same time. You have to trust Adonai in your situations. Again, Yeshua gives instructions about what we're to do and not do in John 14. John 14:1. "Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you will also be." Sometimes I need to slow myself down. The Greek word for troubled is zaraso, which is to make anxious or distressed. Yeshua was speaking about eternity and not to be anxious about eternity. And we should use this same trust as a means for our eternity. That same trust that we have about eternity, we should use for our anxiousness in our temporary current lives. If you can trust them with eternity, you can trust them with our now. What we need to keep in mind is that we are to exchange the anxiety that we have about today for the assurance that we have about eternity. Have faith that He can and will do things for our eternal good. By allowing our anxiety to run wild, we are not walking in faith. And I'll end with this final word for you. Anxiety is the difference between waiting and worrying about what will negatively happen next and waiting on the Lord with anticipation of how He will bless you, with assurance that He does want to bless you now and always. Father, we just thank You that You give us assurance of Your love, that You've given us Your words to live by that will help us to remove our worry and our fear. The anxiety that rolls around in our head and just becomes faster and faster until we're panicked over our situation. And maybe it looks different in different people. That anxiety can look like depression. That anxiety can look like just loss of hope. Ruach HaKodesh, help lift those who are in that place of anxiety. Help them to lift up their eyes to You, to see the joy of the Lord that will calm their mind, to allow them to hear from You again. Ruach, I thank You that You are the joy of the Lord within us. For those of us who are anxious about anything and everything, whether it be something small or whether it be tremendous, well, I proclaim You to be a bigger God than anything that we worry about. A God who provides for even when we don't see it. A God who is eternal and is very, very concerned about our eternity. Yes, I acknowledge You worry about our now, but everything that is of now is temporary, and Your love for us is eternal, and Your desire that we eternally be before You is Your greatest love for us. So we lay down the things that give us anxiety, and we lift up our hands, and we do our very best to leave them at Your feet, not to pick them up when we turn back around, to walk away from them, to walk closer to You. We just thank You, Ruach HaKodesh, that You help us in our time of anxiety. And everyone says, amen and amen.